My name is Sharif Street. I'm the senator from the 3rd District, but I want to talk to you about our need to protect Pennsylvania's most vulnerable citizens. And that's the theme that goes throughout the priorities of the Democratic Caucus. We understand that our most vulnerable citizens have benefited from expanded Medicaid that the governor and this caucus have advocated for and brought to the Pennsylvanians. So we're going to make sure that that continues to happen, even in high Medicaid utilization hospitals. We understand that our most vulnerable citizens, many are affected by the scourge of addiction, especially in opioids, and we're going to make sure that there are resources to address the addiction problem. We understand that our most vulnerable citizens are in communities that are plagued with violence in many cases, and that violence is often a health epidemic, and so we understand that the trauma and the stress, post-traumatic stress, from seeing someone or knowing someone that is injured or hurt in violence is something we need to address, and we're going to make sure that there are mental health resources there. We understand that some of our most vulnerable citizens are disproportionately incarcerated, and that mass incarceration is a problem. And so we're going to address that. We're going to look at, and that's why I've sponsored Senate Bill 942 in the Senate, and that ends life without the possibility of parole. And moreover, this is an economic issue because we spend $40,000 a year, $42,000 a year incarcerating citizens, but senior citizens least likely to recidivate sometimes cost us $70,000 or $80,000. And this is an economic issue. And those folks, if they have truly rehabilitated their lives, need the opportunity for parole. We're going to help our most vulnerable citizens who are trying to get prescription drugs. We understand that we're going to work to reduce the price of prescription drugs. You see, the Democratic caucus understands that whether someone's trying to get on probation or parole and needs reform there, whether they're a senior citizen who doesn't want to choose between drugs, whether we need more money for our schools, it is an obligation that we protect our most vulnerable citizens. Because my grandma, as she used to talk after Bible class, used to say, as you do unto the least of these, so you do unto the Lord. We haven't forgotten our fundamental obligation to protect the most vulnerable citizens. That's why I'm so proud to stand with my colleagues today as we make sure our budget priorities protect Pennsylvania's most vulnerable citizens. Thank you very much.